The director of the Missile Defense Agency today suggested Alaska's Fort Greely should remain central to the nation's ground-based missile defense operations, at least into the near future. In Congress, some members have cheered the idea of a new missile site in the east, an idea the Pentagon is studying. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois asked Agency Director Admiral James Searing about it at a Senate hearing today.
Do you believe that an East Coast ground-based missile defense site should be a priority investment for our missile defense operations?
Not at this time.
Searing says someday the program would benefit from a third U.S. missile site in addition to the existing ones at Fort Greely and Vandenberg in California. Together, they're slated to have 44 interceptors by 2017. Now, Searing says, the priority is on long-range discrimination radar, a system likely to be built in Alaska also.
The LRDR is critically important to where I see the threat from North Korea going in the near future, with capability of becoming more complex, requiring more interceptors, and us having to, and the warfighter needing the assurance that we have persistent track and discrimination capability against that threat. It is a must.
Searing says he hopes to award a contract for the radar system by fall. Contractors were told to assume the system would be built at Clear Air Force Station, southwest of Fairbanks.